Film Columbia 2018 marks its 19th year of Small Town Big Movies in Chatham, New York, October 20th through the 28th. The nine-day festival presents 50 world-class independent and international films, plus post-screening Q&As with acclaimed artists and special tributes and events, all presented by the Crandall Theater. Screenings will take place at the Crandall and Morris Memorial venues in Chatham. The festival is programmed by Peter Biskin, the executive and co-artistic director of Film Columbia, and co-artistic director Lawrence Kardish. For the third consecutive year, the festival will present a special tribute to an acclaimed artist with ties to Columbia County. This year's honoree is Brian Cox, whose award-winning and exceptionally broad range of work has been showcased in some 200 movies and television programs, from Braveheart to Rushmore, and includes The Bourne Identity, X-Men 2, and Deadwood. Brian Cox will join us in a few moments. Also joining us right now, Peter Biskind and Managing Director of the Festival, Calliope Nicholas. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Hi, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Joe. Ditto.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's hard. I can't believe it's been 19 years.
19 years.
How does that happen?
We were just talking about that.
I was a small child when we started this.
So, because I still think, you know, it seems like a relatively new thing, all the festivals. But here you are in 19 years. So what have you learned in putting a festival together in that 19-year span of time?
That it was a big mistake and I could have stayed in bed. It's just too much work. no, actually, what I've learned is that films are still a living art form. Because if you read the movie industry trade papers, attendance is falling off, and our audience is generally an older audience. But just to see how much people enjoy these movies, and to see them congregated under the marquee of the Crandall Theater, chatting away, arguing, disputing about the movies they've just seen is really satisfying and sort of makes it all worth it.
Does that happen, the arguing?
Yeah, they argue over what they like the film, didn't like the film, what the film mean.
I find that fascinating. I like the idea of discussion. Yeah, I don't want it to come to fisticuffs, but yeah, sure.
Well, no, nobody's actually punched anybody yet.
Just good, good conversation.
And a lot of our films really kind of lend to having those discussions between all the international films that we've got coming in and some of the controversial films, and it's really great to see them. I think that's part of the thing that our audiences really enjoy.
So I think that's a beautiful point. So let us explore that, which is the type of films that you program are the films that invite this type of conversation. Mm-hmm. So that goes with the mission of the festival overall.
Yes. We want to present the best of films that we can bring up to an area that people may not be able to see. And that includes a lot of times bringing in more, especially over recent years, through Larry Kardish, as far as international films, films that have had other festivals that we know that have been audience favorites, that type of thing.
So I don't always ask this question, and you pretty much always give the same answer, but I feel compelled that I have to do it, which is, this year, is there a theme?
No.
No.
It's not a thematic festival. I think, as Calliope just mentioned, we basically try to get the best films we can get. And the films that are getting the most press from other festivals, New York Film Festival, Cannes Film Festival, Berlin, Sundance, etc. So, and we do try to bring films that may either never come up here or take months and months to come up here. So, and expose our audience to those kinds of movies.
Now, we're still working on getting Brian on the phone, so while we do that, let's talk about some of the films that are coming up. So I'll ask you both of highlights of films that are on the docket.
You want to start first?
Well, I mean, the New York Times today just gave a glowing review to a film called Can You Ever Forgive Me, which we're showing Sunday evening at 8:30 with Melissa McCarthy playing a straight role. And there's also a great review of the Paul Dano film, which we're showing, Wildlife, we're showing Monday evening at 8 o'clock. We're showing Steve McQueen's new movie, who made 12 Years a Slave with Viola Davis. We're
Widows.
Showing The Palm Go ahead.
The film Widows.
Widows. Well, yeah, it's called Widows. The Palme d'Or winner this year, which is called Shoplifters, we're showing over the next weekend. A film called Cold War, which is getting extremely good reviews and lots of attention. And Calliope, you want to pick up?
We've got lots of great films also that are in the region, in the area, that we're going to be screening at our Morris Memorial Film venue. Actually, before I start with that, Revolution is Uncomfortable. It's going to be playing at PS21, which is a performance piece combination of clips of Hudson, interviews about arts and politics with musical pieces. And there's going to be quite a few musicians that are going to be there.
Now, we do have Brian on the phone, so I'm going to include him on the conversation. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, fine. Thank you.
Very nice to have you on the show. So before we start talking to Brian, let me go to Peter and say I'll give a little bit of an introduction here of presenting this tribute to Brian Cox.
Well, as you said yourself in your introduction, he's a extremely fine actor who's worked and made something over 200 features. And we're very fortunate to have him living in this area. And so I was looking for someone to honor, and he seemed to be, you know, a logical choice. I mean, he, you know, some of his movies, we're showing four of his movies, two of them today, two of them tomorrow, are extraordinary. And the wide range of movies that he's, and TV shows that he's played in is amazing. I mean, he has a show on HBO now called Succession, which is just a terrific show, and I recommend it to everybody. So we're very, very pleased to be able to honor him.
So, Brian, what does it feel like to be honored?
Well, it's particularly great to be honored, particularly by Peter Biskind, who's extraordinary, and also to be honored for being, you know, now that I'm a sort of semi-resident of this part of the world, this beautiful part of New York State. So it's a double whammy, really.
A double whammy.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of just use that dial. There you go. Are you a fan of seeing your own work? I know most actors aren't.
I'm not a particular fan of seeing my own work. I have to thank my wife, Nicole, for making me watch some of my work, which I used to, until I was, you know, we've been together now for, 20 years. And I think for the first 10 years of that, I was very reluctant to see any of my work. And she said, no, you should see it. It's not bad. So I've sort of watched some stuff. I still have difficulty. I still think I look like the Elephant Man, you know, when I watch myself on screen. I can't get used to this kind of moving image of myself. I think it's why, you know, why one hides in the character of being a character actor, you know, because you feel that you're in disguise, at least.
What is it? I'm curious of that role. I've heard this described by actors in different ways, but you, that idea of a character actor, I mean, you like that, right? I mean, that is a role, not a particular specific role, but an overall role that you enjoy.
Well, I think if anybody's being accurate about it, you know, we're all, you know, any actor is a character actor, even a so-called leading actor is a character actor, though sometimes they fall back on their own personality or the characters. But I remember I had a conversation with the wonderful British actor, Nigel Hawthorne. This was about, he's passed now, but it was about 20 years ago when I decided to move to America because I wanted to pursue films. And he, you know, Nigel I had known at the early days of the Royal Court. He came from South Africa. He used to play all the, ironically, he used to play all the kind of posh English parts at the Royal Court, which was very socialist. And he was bemoaning the fact that he'd just done this film with Sylvester Stallone. And he said, oh, you know, it's very hard, you know, it's very hard to do these kind of parts because I'm now used to playing leading roles. You know, I don't really know. I feel very uncomfortable. And I said, well, quite frankly, Nigel, I think that's a nonsense. I said, you know, the role is, I said, you've got it all wrong. I the best description of acting in movies is by Michael Powell, who said that in movies there are no big parts or small parts. There are only long parts or short parts. And the movies being the most egalitarian of art forms, because you either work for a day or you work throughout the whole film, but when you work very concentratedly, you know, and I have nothing but admiration for the day player who only has a day to come in and make their, you know, they'd be playing a coroner or a doctor or something, they've got a lot of stuff to deliver, and they do it in a day. So I've always thought that, you know, when I came to America, my decision was I was going, because I'd played leading roles. I've done Shakespeare up to the wazoo, you know. And I think when I'm going to come, I'm just going to play.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we lost Brian. Well, there you go, Brian. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I just saying that they are.
I believe you left off with Shakespeare up the wazoo.
Yeah, well, Shakespeare up the wazoo, you know. So I decided when I came to the U.S. that I was going to be focused on being a character actor. And I've turned into a sort of leading character actor. But I think it's a great position to be in, because I think some of the great actors were character actors. You know, my hero is Spencer Tracy, who was exemplary character actor, you know, but also a leading actor as well.
Absolutely. So in the time that we have left, give us an idea of what how the Brian tribute will be laid out during the festival.
Well, we have
is that me? No. Sorry, you're asking me?
Well, I can ask you or ask Peter.
It's going to be a party.
Well, we're showing two of his films today. A film called The Good Heart and a film called The Escapist that was directed by Rupert Wyatt, who also lives in this area but couldn't join us because he's going to be in Europe doing location scouting. And tomorrow we're showing The Carer, and a film called L.I.E., which is extraordinary. I first saw at Sundance in 2001, and it's really a knockout. Mm. And then we're having a big kickoff party honoring Brian on Saturday night.
And there's going to be the Q&A with Brian after L.I.E. on
Excellent.
The Saturday night screening.
You ready for all that, Brian?
Yeah. I mean, what I'm happy about is Peter's choice of films, because it shows what I really am talking about. It's the variety. None of those films cross over. They're very different, very, very different. Some are slightly better than others, but from the character point of view, they're extremely interesting.
Brian Cox is the honoree. Peter Biskind and Managing Director of the Festival, Calliope Nicholas, I thank you very much for being with us. You can find out more information about Film Columbia, which takes place in Chatham, the 20th through the 28th, filmcolumbia.org for more information, filmcolumbia.org. And to all of you, thank you very much. Have a beautiful festival.
Thank you,
Joe. Be well. Thank you very much. Again, filmcolumbia.org for more information. That link will be on our website as well, and you can find out more information there or go directly to filmcolumbia.org.